Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
The great physician now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweet as
welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. The Word of God is indeed beautiful and powerful. The Word of God is effective. The Word of God is ancient. The Word of God is everlasting. And the beautiful thing about the Word of God is that none of His Word that has come out will not go without coming to pass. The Word of God is everlasting because it worked back then in the days and it's still working now. It can be applicable to every areas of our lives. And that's why we are always coming back here to listen to more of the Word of God. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep mysteries, the revelations in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen to Him. This is our very own online devotion. And right here, we get the maps to our lives every single morning. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to pick up your phones. I want you to pick up any device you're listening to me from. And I want you to share. Just invite somebody to this platform and let them know that it is time for a devotion. Wake up somebody beside you and tell them, stand up, it's time for our devotion. So grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles, and let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Another segment of our show make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We are grateful for a beautiful day. Today is the 18th day in the month of December 2024. It's a beautiful Wednesday and we've come with a heart of gratitude because only God could have made this happen. The Lord is the giver of life and unto Him we are giving our thanks. Today we will be looking at a topic that says, the Lord that heals. The Lord that heals. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 25 of our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 25, the great physician now is near. The great physician now is near. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hebrews chapter 9 to chapter 10. Hebrews from chapter 9 to chapter 10. Our memory verse today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6, which says, behold, I will bring I will bring its health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Let's take it together one more time. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6, which says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Our Bible reading today is taken from the book of Mark chapter 1 from verse 29 to 45. Mark chapter 1 from verse 29 to 45. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Are you with your Bibles? Mark chapter 1, from verse 29 to 45. From verse 29, it reads, now, as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick with a fever, and he told him about her at once. So he came and took her at once. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. And she served them. At evening, when the sun had set, they brought him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed. And the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place. And there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. And he said to them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way. Show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely, to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every direction. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, God's title gives us assurance that what we can get from him. For example, one of his titles is found in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, where he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. This gives believers an assurance that no matter how terrible a sickness is, Jehovah Rapha can heal them. Medical doctors have different areas of specialization, and it's a standard practice for a doctor to refer patients to other doctors who are considered more knowledgeable and qualified to handle certain ailments. This was what happened to the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 to 35, 35. Doctors kept referring her to other doctors until she had spent all that she had. One day, however, she came in contact with the great physician, the one who never refers a case, and that day she got her healing. Jesus Christ secured your healing when he was severely beaten and crucified in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. He took the stripes from the Roman soldiers so that you can confidently say that sickness and pain have no place in your body. He took your infirmities with him to the grave. This means that they are gone forever. Henceforth, I want you to know God as the God that heals you. When you read passages like Matthew chapter 8 verse 16 or Luke chapter 6 verse 19, you will see that Jesus healed all that came to him. There was no sickness that was difficult for him to heal, and there was no person with too many sicknesses that he couldn't heal. If you have been dealing with any sickness or disease in your body, approach the great physician. It will surely heal you completely. You must note, however, that healing is the bread of God's children. Like we say in Mark chapter 7 from verse 24 to 29. If you are not a child of God, or if you are professing to be a Christian, but you are still living in sin, do not expect healing from him. If God heals an unbeliever or a Christian who is not living holy, it is because he wants such a fellow to let go of the sins in his or her life. If the fellow does not repent and forsake his or her sins, it is very likely that a worse sickness will come upon the fellow. This was the warning that Jesus gave the man he healed at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5 verse 14. Beloved, your healing has already been provided by Jesus. Surrender yourself completely to him and walk in this divine right. He is the one that heals you. Today's open heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, thank you for being my healer. Please take away every form of sickness or pain in my body. That's our prayer this morning, and I pray the Lord will answer us in Jesus' name. Amen. This healing comes to only those who are rightful heirs to the kingdom. Are you a rightful heir to the kingdom? If you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, this is one opportunity I want to give you this morning to be a partaker of this divine healing. So wherever you are, I want you to bow your heads and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you because I believe that you are the Son of God. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. Father, I surrender my heart to you. Come and make my heart your dwelling place. Make my heart your habitation. I surrender the wheels of my life to you. Take over every facet of my life. Henceforth, Lord, please accept me as yours, as I surrender my totality to you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, congratulations, but that is just the first step. The second step you need to take is to join a Bible-believing church to grow in your faith. Just look for any Bible-believing church around you. But if you need help locating any, we are always here for you. You can send us a DM on Instagram on PraisePalace_RadioUK. PraisePalace_RadioUK. We are readily available to direct you to any church that is Bible-believing that is closest to you. And if you are in Northampton in the United Kingdom, we'll be happy to have you worship with us. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you, I'd like you to also be a blessing to somebody today out there. You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to download, listen to, or share with somebody. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. Share with as many people that you want to see come to the side of the Lord. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app. This gives you easy access to all of our shows lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be entertaining, insightful, spirit-filled. Thanks for staying tuned so far. Until you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Bye-bye.